As Lisa was telling us earlier, the front page of the Irish Times is dominated this morning by a picture from Gaza, and it's like something from a disaster movie or an earthquake. What was a refugee camp for thousands of people in the most overcrowded part of the planet, reduced to a sea of grey rubble. And it's what is and will greet the thousands of people who have been on the move during 15 months of Israeli bombing, returning to what they call home after the bombing stopped yesterday. Hamas released three women they had been holding since October 2023 when they invaded southern Israel. Israel released 90 women and children they've been holding in prisons, mostly since then too, and almost all without trial. We heard from our deputy foreign editor Edmund Heafy in Tel Aviv earlier. Let's go to Gaza now. Rada Al-Adad is Oxfam Media and Communications Officer. She's in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Rada, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call today. Can you describe conditions where you are?
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I mean, we have been relieved from the ongoing air strikes, bombing and artillery shells that we lived under for over 15 months, for the past 15 months. Yesterday, for the first time in 15 months, I had the time to go out and walk in the streets in a tranquility without having a sense of fear that I'm going to be killed or I'm going to lose someone dear couple of hours due to the Israeli airstrike or Israeli bombing or shells. Many people in Deir al-Balah started to go back to their homes in Rafah city and in Khan Yunis city. One of them is my sister. She went to see the status of her home and she didn't find her home. It was reduced to rubble. And this is not only her story, but this is the story of many Palestinians in Gaza who have been displaced, who are now officially homeless due to the loss of their homes. And this is adding to all the losses that we endured during this war. We lost more than 47,000 Palestinians, most of them are children and women. Many children have been orphaned. Many women lost their husbands. It's a lot of destruction and it's lots of devastation. It is lots of fear and losses.
Rada, as part of the ceasefire deal, what aid are you expecting and when?
As part of the ceasefire deal, we are expecting more aid to get into the Gaza Strip, but we are asking for unfettered, constant, and ongoing entry of the aid. All types of aids without putting any restriction on specific items we are looking to forward having more aid so that we can help our communities and we can help our people to recover, to rebuild Gaza and to reconstruct the Gaza that has been devastated during the past 15 months.
Do you expect this relief to last?
We hope so. It's not only my hope as the media and communication officer of Oxfam, but this is the hope of all Palestinians in Gaza. It has been very fearful 15 months. It's like a nightmare. I felt like we were living in a nightmare that doesn't want to stop or come to an end. Most of the times we huddle and we keep ask ourselves, are we going to make it till the end of the day? Are we going to make it till tomorrow? That's why after announcing this ceasefire, we felt kind of relieved. For a minute, we felt like it's not going to happen at all. We're going to live under this constant bombing and airstrikes. It's fearful and it's really scary. And we lost so many people. Everyone in Gaza has somebody who was lost during this war, who was killed. I lost my cousin. I lost many of my cousins, many of my friends, and many of my colleagues and schoolmates during this war. And this is not the story of me only, but everyone in Gaza has somebody who was lost. during this war.
Rada Al-Adad in Gaza, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.